Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Speak Easy: How to Be Articulate, Assertive, and Audacious. Around People by Armeni Talks is a practical self-help guide focused on everyday communication skills. Built around a simple framework called the 3 A's, the book aims to help readers become more articulate in expressing ideas, more assertive in setting boundaries and stating opinions, and more audacious in showing confidence and social boldness. It is positioned for people who feel hesitant, awkward, or anxious when speaking, whether in small talk, group conversations, or presentations. Rather than emphasizing theory, it leans into approachable explanations and application, including mindset reframes and exercises readers can try in real interactions. Across its guidance, the book stresses that effective communication is not only about the words chosen, but also delivery, including tone, body language, and emotional control. The overall purpose is to help readers reduce hesitancy and build a stronger voice and presence around other people. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 3 A's framework as a simple map for communication growth, a central contribution of Speak Easy is its organizing framework: articulate, assertive, and audacious. The value of the model is not that it invents communication basics, but that it gives readers a memorable structure for diagnosing what feels off in their social and speaking life. If someone struggles to find words or sound scattered, the issue is often articulation. If someone regularly agrees when they do not mean it, fails to state needs, or avoids conflict, the issue is often assertiveness. If someone knows what to do but freezes, plays small, or avoids visibility, the issue is often audacity. By separating these dimensions, the book encourages targeted practice rather than vague goals, like be more confident. The framework also helps readers understand how the skills reinforce each other. Clearer expression makes it easier to speak up, and speaking up builds evidence that supports boldness. In turn, controlled boldness reduces overthinking and improves delivery. This framing keeps the book accessible, especially for readers who want quick clarity, straightforward language, and a practical way to measure progress in real conversations. Secondly, articulation, turning thoughts into clear and listenable messages. The articulation component focuses on reducing verbal clutter and making ideas easier for other people to follow. Speak Easy emphasizes that being articulate is not about sounding academic or using complicated words. Instead, it centers on clarity, structure, and the ability to choose words that fit the moment. A key implication is that articulation is a trainable skill readers can improve by practicing how they explain ideas, learning to slow down, and becoming more intentional about what they want to communicate. The book also points toward vocabulary building as one tool among others, but the larger theme is that listeners reward clarity and certainty more than sophistication. Articulation also connects to internal confidence. When a speaker trusts their ability to express a point, they hesitate less and communicate with more authority. The guidance extends beyond word choice to delivery, since speech rhythm, tone, and body language influence whether a message lands. For readers who feel they ramble, trail off, or lose control of their thoughts mid-sentence, the articulation focus provides a concrete direction practice, expressing ideas in a simpler, more organized way until clarity becomes habitual. Thirdly, assertiveness, speaking with boundaries, honesty, and self-respect. Speak Easy treats assertiveness as a practical middle path between passivity and aggression. The goal is to help readers state opinions, preferences, and boundaries without apologizing for their existence or escalating into hostility. This is particularly relevant for people who fear being disliked, fear conflict, or default to people-pleasing. Assertive communication is positioned as a life skill that improves relationships because it reduces hidden resentment and mixed signals. When someone can say what they mean, other people do not have to guess, and trust tends to rise. The book ties assertiveness to delivery, as well as content. A clear sentence can still sound uncertain if tone and posture signal hesitation. Conversely, calm firmness can make even a simple message feel credible. The broader takeaway is that assertiveness is less about winning arguments and more about honoring your own perspective. In everyday settings, it supports stronger small talk, clearer requests, better negotiation, and healthier social dynamics. For readers who often leave conversations wishing they had said something, the assertiveness lens offers a direct aim practice, expressing the truth cleanly early and without unnecessary emotional friction. Fourthly, audacity, replacing social fear with courageous participation. The audacity theme focuses on the willingness to be seen and to take social risks, such as initiating conversations, sharing a strong point of view, or stepping into speaking opportunities. Speak Easy frames this not as loudness for its own sake, but as controlled boldness rooted in self-belief. Many readers struggle less with knowing what to do and more with the emotional spike of doing it in real-time nervousness, sweaty palms, mental blankness, or avoidance. By emphasizing audacity, the book targets the behavior gap between intention and action. Audacity also supports presence. When a speaker commits fully to their message, the delivery tends to become more decisive, and listeners respond with more attention. The book connects this to confidence building, suggesting that repeated action builds proof that the fear can be handled. This makes audacity a compounding skill. Each courageous interaction reduces the size of the next one. In practical terms, audacity improves networking, public speaking readiness, and the ability to handle unpredictable social moments. For readers who feel stuck behind the invisible wall of social anxiety, the audacity dimension provides a clear goal: participate before you feel ready, then learn from the outcome. Lastly, applying the three as to small talk, connection, and public speaking, a consistent emphasis in Speakeasy is that communication skills should transfer across settings, from casual conversation to higher pressure presentations. The book highlights outcomes many readers want: better small talk, fewer awkward pauses, deeper conversations, and more real connections. In small talk, articulation helps you express simple ideas smoothly. Assertiveness helps you steer conversations rather than passively following. And audacity helps you initiate and keep momentum. In public speaking, the same elements scale up: articulation supports message clarity, assertiveness supports authority and structure, and audacity supports stage presence and emotional control. The book also underscores that how you say something matters, drawing attention to tone and body language as part of communicating confidence. That focus is useful because many hesitant speakers over-index on writing the perfect words while ignoring delivery signals that undermine them. By framing communication as both internal mindset and external technique, the book encourages readers to practice in real life rather than waiting for mastery. The practical intent is straightforward: reduce hesitancy, increase consistency, and build a voice that feels strong in ordinary conversation and in moments when the stakes feel higher. In conclusion, Speakeasy is best suited for readers who feel their voice is smaller than their intentions, introverts, people who experience social anxiety, and anyone who often hesitates in conversation will likely connect with its focus on eliminating hesitation and building confident delivery. It is also useful for professionals who want a simple framework to improve everyday speaking, including meetings, networking, and presentations. Without getting lost in jargon or theory, the practical benefit is a clearer path for self-improvement. The three S help readers identify whether they need clearer expression, stronger boundaries, or more courageous action, then practice accordingly. Intellectually, the book reinforces an important idea in communication training: skill is not only content, but also delivery and self-perception, including tone, body language, and confidence cues. What makes it stand out compared to many communication books is its accessible, punchy style and its straightforward model that readers can remember during real interactions. While some readers may want deeper or more advanced material, its strength is usability. It aims to turn communication into a trainable set of behaviors, helping readers speak with more clarity, authority, and presence in the moments that matter. If you would like to support Armani Talks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.